Visit an Australian country town and it's likely you might have to do a reverse angle park. It's not often seen in cities and was something Melbourne-based retiree Andrew Beatt often noticed on his journeys around regional New South Wales.
You had a previous segment about the roads being so wide in the towns in western New South Wales, and I thought to myself, well, there's a question that I wanted answered to. It was why people always had to back into the curb in your towns. And I thought, I've never seen that anywhere else in Australia. I've certainly never seen it in Victoria where I live or South Australia where I came from originally or in Tasmania. So I thought, I really like to know why I do that, why I see it everywhere in western New South Wales.
Curious Central West. You ask the questions and the ABC investigates.
Hi, I'm Melanie Pierce for Curious Central West. Andrew was right. Reverse angle parking is popular in western New South Wales and it turns out in many regional areas across Australia. But why is it so common in country areas and not so much in cities? Michael Moses is a parking expert with the Australian Road Research Board. He explained how it all came about.
Traditionally, back in the horse and cart days, they'd pull up beside the curb in a parallel fashion. As time went on and space became more problematical, they looked at introducing angled parking to maximise the capacity versus the area. And the regional areas and country areas, they have more accessible carriageway widths to implement that. As opposed to the city areas.
Mr. Moses explained further about the benefits of angle parking over parallel parking.
By introducing 90 degree or even 60, 45 or 30 degree parking, they can increase the availability of parking over and above parallel parking. A lot of strip retail and business houses would prefer the angle park because instead of having to walk 100 metres to their final destination, consumers only have to walk, say, 40 metres. It's a lot more convenient for them to pull up beside where they need to go.
I headed to the central west city of Bathurst, where there's 45-degree reverse angle parking on some streets, and I met Tablelands Road Safety Officer Iris Dorset. She explained there are several benefits to reverse angle parking when compared to nose-in angle parking.
Here in Bathurst, we have it for a safety aspect. We have the rear to curb parking, and the reason we've chosen to go on with that is because it's proven to be safer for people when they're loading, unloading and disembarking and getting into their vehicle. We find particularly so for parents with small children or prams, people with disabilities, it's much easier and safer when the boot is close to the curb and guttering for them to access, because obviously then they're not facing the road, trying to manoeuvre around the traffic that's coming and going.
However, as we took a walk down the street, Ms. Dorset pointed out rear to curb angle parking does have its negatives.
Okay, so here's an interesting one. We have a Mini parked next to a four-wheel drive angle parked. So as we know, four-wheel drives are much larger vehicles. They're sometimes awkward to see around. So imagine the difficulty and how far out that Mini has to edge in order to have a clear sight to make their exit. This vehicle here has angled back on such a way that they've got a lot of boot overhang over the footpath. And there's been a bit of debate around where you have alfresco dining areas with rear-in parking with the exhaust fumes for people that are dining and things like that.
We're seeing a whole lot of different angles, aren't we, here, Iris?
Oh, look, well, you can just see, you know, this one's on an extreme angle, this one here's not too bad, the next one seems reasonably compliant, and from there on in they all seem to have followed that lead. So that's pretty good.
You're not getting out your set square and protractor yet?
No, I'm not.
Do you ever see visitors to a place like Bathurst kind of really struggling with it?
Yes, continually. And it's not only Bathurst, it's a lot of visitors to rural regional centres. It's quite funny, if you undertake observational studies, you can pick who's who without too much effort. It doesn't take an expert to be able to identify that.
And what do locals think?
The section where they've done 45 angle parking is very difficult for most people because, generally speaking, we park at 60. We don't park at 45, so it is very difficult.
The lines, in terms of parking, the lines never make any sense. No one cares about the lines in the town. They're all pretty laid back. The logic behind the 90 degree, the 45 degree parking is so that you can exit onto the road a lot quicker, but I don't think it's worthwhile, honestly. It's just a bit muddled and confused.
I think it's fine. I'm used to it. Had it all my life. I find it a bit funny when we go places and you have to drive in. But it's just being able to drive, isn't it? You got to fit in with the place.
So did this answer tick the box for our questioner, Andrew?
I think it seems fairly reasonable now that I've thought about it. But preventing children from running out into the road as opposed to towards the curb makes sense to me. I still find it easier, though, to drive into a spot rather than to back into a spot. However, I guess that's probably because it's what I'm used to doing.
Will you take a new look on parking when you visit regional Australia?
Well, I guess I'll have to. Or I'll do as I did last time I was in Tamworth. I'll go around the block and look for the parallel parking. It was only 150 yards away.
Check out the story online, including a video showing a bit more about the do's and don'ts of reverse angle parking. Head to abc.net.au/centralwest. Join me next week when we head out to a paddock near Blaney to find out about some old brick ruins that tell a pretty fascinating story. Hope you can join me then.